From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for HudsonValley360.com that after renovations, the city of Hudson is soon moving back into its city hall offices at 520 Warren Street. Hudson mayoral aide Michael Hoffman said, and I quote, "We're aiming for March 4th or 5th, pending any delays with the asbestos removal," end quote. Since March 2023, Hudson City's office moved to the Hudson Fire Department Central Station, 77 North 7th Street. Mostly, the renovations are to get City Hall in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act after a settlement agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice. Three unidentified Hudson residents filed a lawsuit in October 2019, alleging there was no accessible entrance to City Hall. Hoffman said, and I quote, "There's now an accessible parking space in front of City Hall, and the entire sidewalk was redone to accommodate for the ramp. People need to be able to enter City Hall and do business," end quote. He said the cost of the renovations was about $800,000. Hudson will continue to hold meetings in person and streaming online on Microsoft Teams and through a WGXC web stream. Hoffman said, and I quote, "Nothing will change in terms of how meetings are held. They'll just be back in City Hall," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Mahar reports for News 10 that the Department of Labor has ordered the Zoom Plume Water Park in Durham to pay $38,010 after an investigation found the park employed 35 15-year-old lifeguards at the top of elevated power-driven water slides between July 2021 and July 2022. The investigation was conducted by the Albany District Office of the U.S. Department of Labor's Wage and Hour Division, and Zoom Plume Water Park LLC was ordered to pay $1,086 per child worker. Zoom Plume has appealed the findings and penalties. Regional Solicitor Jeffrey S. Rogoff in New York said, and I quote, "The Department of Labor is committed to fighting child labor violations and will aggressively litigate in order to hold violators accountable," end quote. Locally, the water park employs many young people. Wage and Hour Division Acting District Director Patrick DeFrost in Albany, New York said, and I quote, "Child labor laws protect minors and help ensure young workers enjoy positive workplace experiences without jeopardizing their well-being or education. Identifying, correcting, and preventing child labor violations are priorities of the New York Department of Labor," end quote. Read more about this story at News 10. Ayanna Harry reports for New York State of Politics that after an Alabama court ruling last week, Governor Kathy Hochul wants New York State to become a safe place for parents seeking fertility treatment. On February 23rd, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are children and protected under the state's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. Hochul said she wants people, and I quote, "to be able to bring their embryos to the state of New York or have in vitro fertilization in the state of New York that they will still be protected," end quote. Hochul said, and I quote, "if there's any changes in the law that need to happen, I will make sure that happens," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.